Noah was a good man. He walked with God and was pleasing to him. He did not live as the people around him lived. They were wicked and violent. God warned Noah that the earth was going to be destroyed with a flood, but he told him how he could save his family and himself. He could also save some of the animals. God told Noah exactly how to build the ark. It was to be 300 cubits long. That's about as long as 1½ football fields. It was really big. It was to have 3 stories, a window, and 1 door. 2 of every kind of animal, both male and female, came to Noah to be kept alive. 7 of each of the clean animals went into the ark. Noah had stored food for the animals and for his family. There were 8 people in the ark. Noah had a wife, and they had 3 sons named Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Each of their sons also had a wife. After they were all in the ark, God shut the door, and it began to rain. It rained and rained. For 40 days it rained. The water rose until it covered the highest mountains. When 7 months had passed, the waters began to go down. The ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat. 40 days after that, Noah sent out a raven. It had strong wings and could fly for a long time. It flew back and forth over the earth. Then he sent out a dove, but she became tired and came back. 1 week later, he sent her out again, and this time she came back with a fresh olive leaf. The trees were growing again. In 7 more days, he sent her out again, and she never came back. Noah and his family were in the ark for 1 year. Noah waited for God to tell him when he could come out. Finally, God told him it was time. They were so glad to be on dry land again. Noah built an altar and offered thanks to God for keeping them safe. God put a rainbow in the sky and made a promise. Never again will there be a flood that will destroy everything. Think about this. What if Noah had not obeyed God? Noah had faith in God and obeyed his commands. If he had not obeyed, his family would not have had the safety of the ark. When God tells us to do something, it is always for our own good. He loves us and knows what is best for us.